This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Senate Ag and Natural Resources will come to order. I want to greet those listening on the internet and welcome to everyone in the room. Reminder, cell phones should be turned unless, of course, you wish to leave them on. Today's fine will be a $100 donation to a certain building at the State Fair. So, with that, I will ask the Secretary to call the roll. I got a few numbers out here.
Senator Kamak?
Here.
Duval?
Here.
Fry Mueller?
Excused.
Excused. Heinert?
Here.
Otten?
Here.
Smith?
Here.
Klum?
Here.
We have a quorum.
There's a quorum. Move for approval of the minutes of the last meeting. Sure. Moved by Otten, second by Kamak. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Most minutes have been approved. Ask our pages to, ask the one page who's in here in the room to come introduce themselves, and we will have the other two do it when they come back. So,
my name is Everett Paul. I am a senior at Sunshine Bible Academy, and my plans are to attend Lake Area Technical College this fall for precision machining.
Thanks for being here today. Any other personal privileges at this time? Seeing none, we'll move into the committee agenda. We'll pretty much take it in order, and we'll start with the executive reappointments of Doug Sharp to the South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks Commission.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Kevin Roblin here, Interim Department Secretary with the Game, Fish, and Parks. Today, I just want to provide a little background on Commissioner Doug Sharp. Commissioner Doug Sharp is currently the owner of Sharp Automotive in Watertown. He has provided leadership in a variety of roles in community organizations, including the South Dakota Auto Dealers, the Watertown Development Company, the Brookings Development Company, Focus Watertown, South Dakota Billing Authority, South Dakota Community Foundation, South Dakota Lottery Commission, Prairie Lakes Hospital Board, and the Watertown Area Chamber of Commerce. Quite a lengthy list of service Commissioner Doug Sharp has conducted over the years as being a public servant. He enjoys spending great time in the outdoors with his family, and he has a strong desire to be reappointed to the GFP Commission. Commissioner Sharp has been a great asset for the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks and all the users of this great state, both resident and non-resident. He takes things very seriously. He takes all things into consideration when making decisions on how to manage the great outdoor resources we all have here to enjoy. Sharp and his wife, Lynn, have been married for over 30 years and have four children, so he's very focused on that next generation as well. He has grandkids that love to come over and hunt and fish, and that is another great reason why we are asking for your reappointment of Commissioner Doug Sharp today. He replaced Jim Spies in 2017, and with that, I'm asking for your favorable approval to reappoint Commissioner Doug Sharp.
Thank you for that. Any further proponent testimony on the reappointment of Doug Sharp? Any opponent testimony? Seeing none, I believe that we don't have any online for this appointment. We'll move back to the committee for discussion and or action. Senator Kamak.
Mr. Chair, I move that we advise and consent on the reappointment of Douglas Sharp to the Game, Fish, and Parks Commission.
Motion to advise consent by Kamak, seconded by Smith. Any statement, comments on your motion? Any other comments on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to a roll call vote. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Kamak?
Aye.
Duval?
Aye.
Fry Mueller?
Excused.
Excused. Heinert?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
We have six yeas and one excused.
Motion passes unanimously. I'll move this as certify it for consent. Seeing no opposition, this will be on consent. Thank you. Moving on, we'll move to Senate Bill 99, authorize the Department of Agriculture to contract for the construction of a livestock and equestrian complex at the State Fair, to make an appropriation therefore, and to declare an emergency. Proponent testimony for Senate Bill 99. Good morning, Lieutenant Governor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I am Lieutenant Governor Larry Roden, and I also serve as the Ambassador to Ag for the Governor. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you today. So on October 31st of last year, an electrical fire burned the open class beef complex at the South Dakota State Fairgrounds. The building was a complete loss. The open class beef complex was not only a great landmark at the state fair, but it was also one of the most important facilities. The size and versatility of that complex allowed it to host events year-round, including livestock shows and rodeos and other events. Many South Dakotans created fond memories at the beef complex, and it was a great venue to showcase all the amazing cattle raised in our state. But Governor Noem believes now is the time to look forward, that through this loss, we have the opportunity to build for the future. The bill before you today would authorize and provide funding for the Department of Agriculture to construct a new and improved livestock complex, the Dakota Events Complex. Together with Secretary Roberts and staff from the State Fair, the governor envisions a 200,000 square foot complex that's over double the size of the old beef complex, with two arenas and capable of holding over 2,000 head of cattle. In total, Senate Bill 99 would authorize $19 million for the project. The governor is requesting $12 million of that come from one-time general funds. The remaining $7 million is just authority for the Department of Agriculture to spend funds at the state that the State Fair Foundation raises through private donations, and also $3 million from the insurance payout. This is a very ambitious project, but Governor Noem and I believe that a strong investment here will pay dividends long into the future. It will raise the profile of the State Fair and improve the experience for fair goers. It is also designed to attract nationally recognized livestock, rodeo, and other ag events to the Huron year-round. These events will bring more visitors to South Dakota, increase our sales tax revenue, benefit local businesses, and create jobs through increased economic development. The governor views this as a long-term infrastructure investment, one that will strengthen agriculture, Huron, and ultimately South Dakota families. I urge your support of Senate Bill 99. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Lieutenant Governor. Further proponent testimony on Senate Bill 99.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Hunter Roberts, the Interim Secretary of Agriculture. Well, first of all, thank you for this opportunity to be before your committee today, talking on behalf of the State Fair and the DEX, is what we're calling the newly proposed building, the Dakota Events Complex. Something a little trendier for the younger crowd than old folks like me that just kind of like these long names. So we thought, let's kind of get out there and kind of go with a different name that is a little more splashy, a little easier to tweet out and to Instagram out. So this is where we came up with the DEX. So like the Lieutenant Governor Roden said, is the fire occurred early Halloween morning. Very unfortunate thing. Cause was a faulty electrical cord on a refrigerator in the concession stand. We're very fortunate. Actually, there was horses around. There was an event planned for that weekend. It was a Friday. We were very fortunate to get all the animals and people out of there with no injuries. But the building was a total loss. We think this is a great opportunity to cement the State Fair. It's been around for 135 years, but we think that with this new facility, it really cements the future of the fair in the enforces how important the fair is to our culture in the Huron area, not only because of the economic impacts of the state fair, but then the community and the memories it holds for everyone. This is time to make that needed improvement to the fair's livestock showing and equestrian events facilities. You know, through a fire, a vision is born. You know, this is definitely, we put this proposal together relatively quickly, but we thought with this adversity it creates opportunity, and certainly have had the governor's support and lieutenant governor's support in that effort. So like was previously discussed, we're taking what was a 96,000 square foot facility and turning it into a 200,000 square foot facility. We'll be able to host, when we're showing cattle at the fair, up to 200,000 or 2,000 head of cattle pens, along with some showing areas on that what would be the east side there, that little T that sticks out. When it's in full-size rodeo arena mode, it'll be able to host two full-size rodeo arenas and seating of more than 7,000 people. It'll have restrooms, exterior wash racks. To come up with this plan, this is just renderings and an idea for now. We do have pretty solid numbers to it, but you know, this is still early in the process as we go through things. We did consult with industry folks. We researched other facilities across the U.S. to come up with a design. Also worked with a lot of the industry groups on what they thought the needs were, and then we hired an architect and design team to come up with these renderings. Benefits of the decks: replaces the $96,000 beef complex that's gone, and then also encompasses and will replace the sheep barn. That's a 37,000 square foot facility. It addresses transportation, livestock, safety issues. The example we have is a lot of in the open class beef showings, a lot of 4-H kids also showed in the open class beef competition. So you have youngsters tagging along, leading a 1,400 pound heifer calf or a heifer to the back and forth between the 4-H and the all open class beef complex. It definitely creates some risk, and then a lot of leftovers on the Livestock Avenue Road too when you're walking around. So we think just safety wise it makes a ton of sense. In talking with a lot of these shows that are available, that transportation of different species between different buildings is not as attractive as being all in one spot. So what we also see this as being a great opportunity for is to cement the state fair's year-round revenues. You know, on average, that facility had $350,000 of off-fair week revenues. So it was a big part of our off-fair revenues. It just makes it that much more valid, makes the economic case for keeping staff on board, keeping up with our maintenance and repair. We think with this new facility, we'll easily double that off-fair revenues from this building. So it's an exciting thing for sure that will really boost revenues and create more of a year-round experience for folks to come enjoy the state fair's facilities. You know, activities that we're looking at: regional and national rodeo, livestock and equestrian events, certainly tractor shows, anything from gun shows to all sorts of different activities we think this will be able to capture. It is going to be a unique facility. Certainly we don't have anything quite like this in South Dakota, so we're excited to put this proposal before you. Like I kind of alluded to earlier, the open class sheep and dairy goat barn is long past its useful life. Actually the fair had looked at kind of some alternatives and ways to rebuild that facility. What we came up with instead is, hey, let's kind of kill two birds with one stone and build a bigger facility and move those animals around to capture that. Certainly the fair has done a good job of reaching to those sheep and goat people and talking about ways we can make the 4-H livestock complex work for them. And I think, as we work through those, a lot of people have been coming excited about the opportunity that creates and how it'll benefit all these species at the fair. So here's kind of the current footprint, helps kind of show a picture of where everything is. If you look at kind of the right side of the screen, you can see the sheep barn. It's that smaller building. And then in the middle is where the beef complex was, 96,000 square feet. And then you look more towards the bottom, right in the middle there is the 4-H livestock complex, 62,000 plus square feet. With the move to the 4-H livestock complex, some improvements will need to be made. That facility recently underwent a complete electrical upgrade to meet needs of fitting and showing livestock. Roof repairs are scheduled for this year, and a large industrial fan is also being installed this year. We'll need to remove existing permanent pens and replace them with new portable pens, and modifications to complex existing tie-outs to help accommodate sheep and goats. Certainly some changes made, but something that is doable and will make for a better fare. So funding proposal is $12 million. It's in Governor Noem's budget of one-time funds, approximately $3 million in insurance proceeds. Those are still pending. And then we're certain we're going to be at the $3 million level. There's still some negotiation going on, and I guess we haven't got the final proposal from the insurance company yet. But looking at that number, and then fundraising of $4 million. We're fortunate we're going to have one of your former members, Jim White, who's our fundraising chair. He's done an excellent job advocating for the fair, and will do a good job kind of talking about that fundraising process and what he's seen as we work through it. Timeline-wise, we're nearing completion of the demolition of what was the beef complex. We're looking at starting design here soon. That's kind of a long-term process, and then planning to have a groundbreaking ceremony 2021 State Fair. So there'll be nothing on that facility at that time, and then a grand opening 2022 State Fair. We do plan on keeping the goat and the sheep and goat facility, keeping that open and available for this year's State Fair, for the 2021 State Fair, and then demolition would happen right after fair was done, along with new construction. Building for future generations, I think this is something that we can't emphasize enough. This investment in South Dakota really will concrete the State Fair well into the future. It will really show our state's commitment to agriculture, our youth, and the benefits that being involved in agriculture and knowing about it can provide to our society. The decks will definitely positively impact many South Dakota youth like it has in the past. I know as we've worked on fundraising and taken dialogue from different groups, it's amazing the stories that you hear from families that remember showing beef at the State Fair or other animals, and how important it's been to them. And I think cementing that group of 4-H'ers and FFA'ers into this new facility will really just create more opportunities for those groups to grow and thrive. I will say that we see this as a year-round facility, like we talked about a little bit earlier. It's a great opportunity to provide additional venues, different opportunities to the state. I know when we looked at locating this facility, one of the things that we wanted to host was the Youth National Finals Rodeo. The State Fair did host that a few years ago. They had a great event, lots of participants. We heard lots of rave reviews from our hosting, but we did get a bit of a rain day while they were hosting here, and kind of what's happened is they're trending towards indoor facilities. So one of our goals is to get on the back on that rotational basis of hosting rodeos like that. We're in the center of the country, nice people. We have 2,000 campground sites ready to go right on the State Fair. So it's just a very good fit. So we're looking at targeting more of those regional type things instead of them landing in Nebraska or Wyoming or Minnesota or Iowa. We want to get our place in that rotation as well. So, the decks will give a fair a long-term sustainability and fulfill our mission to be a multi-purpose year-round facility focusing on agriculture, equestrian, youth, cultural, and community events that are family-friendly and showcase the best of the great state of South Dakota. That's the State Fair mission, actually, there at the end. So with that, I'll stand by for questions. I know former Senator Jim White's gonna talk too, but look forward to the discussion and certainly appreciate your support of Senate Bill 99.
Thank you. Further proponent testimony on Senate Bill 99.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Committee, appreciate the opportunity to be here. Again, my name is Jim White, and if you sit around very long, you find that you're appointed to something or asked if you'd join something, and I'm here today because of that invitation. But considering the project and how much our state and our community itself benefit from this, it was something I didn't have to think long about in order to buy into it and say this is something we have to do. Just a couple of comments about the previous. When we first started fundraising, you know, everything was about the decks, about the how cattle were going to be handled. But as Secretary Roberts alluded to, we are eliminating the condemned sheep facility also, and then moving that back to the 4-H beef complex. And there was some question about, well, we're hearing about the decks, but what about that sheep and goat complex? And the goat side of that is just growing every year. It's something everyone can and participate in and have the facilities do it. And our old sheep complex was 37,000 feet. This is over 60-some thousand feet, so it allows it. But what we decided to do is select someone that belongs to that sheep industry, and it happened to be Bill Poppin out of DeSmet Mutual, solid sheep supporter, and had him select six people from the sheep and goat industry, and they are on a committee to give us guidance on how they would like to see that complex come together. And from that point on, we've kind of neutralized probably the only negative that we've heard about the whole project. So as Secretary Roberts was saying, this is kind of a reconfiguration of everything that probably needed to be addressed into one setting. So that's kind of a little bit about that. Another thing that probably we should acknowledge is there's between 13 and 14,000 FFA and 4-H'ers that facilitate through this in some manner or form throughout the year. A lot of people think of it as a state fair, but we went back and checked, and there was 130 events held last year that encompassed 270 days that were involved in the beef complex. And that's outside of the fair. So our camping, our 2,000 camping sites are a big add for people that come and want to stay and spend some time there. And so we think that that's also a part of that. another thing that, you know, this is going to interface with our community. It's no different than Lake Area Tech is to Watertown. No different than Mitchell Tech is to Mitchell. No different than Northern is to Aberdeen. It's a state institution that has merit within the community, and the community interfaces with it and becomes part of that philosophy and effort on an annual basis. And so we at Huron have done everything we can in order to make sure that this is a worthwhile event for everyone to come. 4 years ago, we built a $4.5 million complex that is for the use when we have exhibitions and conventions. And that was at no cost to the state. We built it from funding that we generated. We had a benefactor step forward, and some of you remember asking for spending authority that we're here. But with that and this and what's happening with the sheep, we think we're in a position to entice a lot of opportunity for new efforts that are going to come in to the show industry. So let's get back to then the ask. We were challenged with $4 million, and I think as we selected our committee, it was evident that we needed talk to people that were affiliated with agriculture or some form of Friends of the Fair. And so we selected people that were committed to that. And within the last, I think it's been 1 month, this morning we had our last one, we just went over $3 million of that $4 million. And we are very confident that we have the rest of that. That is pledged in hand. We have several that have shared with us that they are giving amounts that are going to exceed the $4 million. And I said, the last thing I want to do is go to that appropriations committee, because I've sat there for 10 years, and say that we haven't raised our funds yet, because I know that's a flag. But we will have our funds raised by the time that we wrap this up for the year. We just can't express enough appreciation for the people that have come forward and been a big factor in bringing this to its reality. I think that pretty much, you know, we're at, you know, one thing also that I was going to mention that's going to make this building more accessible is the past barn was not heated during the winter months. This one will be heated, so it's available all of the winter months that we've never been able to use the other one for. So we've tried to anticipate what the opportunities are going to need in order to use this building. And I know there's some people question whether it's too big or whatever it is. We think that if we bring all of these things to the table, we will be able to entice, again, as Secretary Roberts said, at least twice as much traffic through that building as we are right now. So I look forward to any questions that you would have. We're very, very pleased with the way the project has come together and look forward to working with you on it. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponent testimony on Senate Bill 99. Morning.
Thank you. I'm Lynn Schneider from District 22, Representative Lynn Schneider, my very first term. Frankly, honestly, I didn't walk inside this door intending to testify, but then I saw the sign-up sheet, and why not? I can only echo and say ditto to all the things that have been said in front of you already this morning, but I think maybe where my little minute or so of update that I would like you to all be aware of is my wife and I were both born and raised in Beetle County, grew up there, raised our families there, and I remember first going to the fair as a kid with my family, my parents, probably barely 5 years old, and that's like over 65 years ago now. And in all those years, 65 years, there's only maybe 3 years that I've not been to a state fair. A couple of those years while I was in the Army serving in the military. And so I've kind of got this longevity of firsthand experience of the South Dakota State Fair. And it's just always been a great experience. I was not in 4-H. I was not in FFA. But those kids were just all around like ants covering the fair all the time. And in more recent years, there have been much more of these other events now outside the fair that I've been able to participate in, too. Obviously, the car races that they've done, and a wheel jam that happens in June, and just a whole variety of things like that that have been drawing just a lot of good crowds. So I think when you look at this grand vision that this building represents for the state fair and all the activities that take place there, and trying to look ahead 50, 60, maybe even 70 years, where this last building, it was there about 40 years, and a fire prior to it took it out, too. I just am really excited about the forward-looking vision that we've got for a great opportunity in front of us for the whole state, and not just my own District 22 of Beetle and Kingsbury County. So thank you.
Thank you. Further proponent testimony.
Greens, Chair. Brian Burge from Beersford, South Dakota. For someone who's recently gotten to study the show cattle industry as its trends have changed throughout the world, this facility definitely, for anyone concerned about cost, will have financial ROI on it. if you look at just the beef side, you know, 30 years of just sales tax revenue would easily do it, let alone, you know, the reputation of what the beef barn used to have of being the most used facility on the state fairgrounds. The dollars are good, well spent. This also seems like that chance where if you look at our infrastructure as a whole, a lot of infrastructure in South Dakota started from the 30s, the CCC projects, ending in the 50s. That generation gave a gift to everyone that has enjoyed these memories and built it. This is a chance for us to plant the seeds for that next generation's gift to do it. But the one request I have is to, in order to serve all the South Dakota taxpayers who are putting dollars into this equally, the show cattle industry, if you look at it as the main focus of this building, has become a little bit, it's trending more and more of, this is our industry, this is what we do for our shows, making it very, very challenging for outside spectators and those to understand what's occurring during the shows, understand the reasoning for it, or get excited about engagement. The purpose of the fairgrounds is for also education of spreading that knowledge and that wisdom. I'd encourage those who are setting policy in this building to make that a focus of tearing down some of those barriers that are getting much more of, this is our beef barn, this is our facility for our show, and make it be those that says, this is how we educate those who are not here that help put those dollars in. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponent testimony?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Michael Held, representing the South Dakota Farm Bureau. I've been a resident of Huron for 45 years, same house, just a little over a mile from the fairgrounds, and I just want to attest to you that the numbers on the beef complex are evident to us in Huron all the time. My wife and I walk 3-4 miles 8-9 months a year, and many times we walk that direction down Arizona Avenue, which is just a block east of where the beef complex was, and the decks will be built, and there is activity going on there constantly. Also, from a Farm Bureau standpoint, several thousand of our members are beef producers from around the state, and obviously they have a vital interest in seeing this complex replaced by the decks, and we are in support of Senate Bill 99. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponent testimony?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. My name is Mitch Richter. I represent South Dakota Farmers Union. Our state office is located in Huron, and we have, as an organization, been a supporter of the state fair for decades. We really appreciate Secretary Roberts fast-tracking this project. It doesn't happen without some leadership to get it to this point in the legislative session, for sure, this size of project. And certainly Senator White for stepping up to help raise the appropriate funds, and he's well aware of what the Appropriation Committee, how they deal with that. So we're very appreciative of him doing that. This is going to be an economic driver for the Huron area with a year-round complex, and basically we support the project and we'll help in any way we can.
Thank you. Further proponent testimony?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Roger Chase, District 22 representative. As you can tell, there's a lot of excitement about this particular building, not just for the Huron area, but for the state of South Dakota in general. And I echo some of the same comments that some of the previous speakers have been. I have been to weddings and other events at the South Dakota State Fairgrounds over the last 2 or 3 years. We have a wonderful state fair management staff that has really gone out and brought in events and organizations to utilize those buildings during the year, not during the South Dakota State Fair. And I would put it to the equivalent of saying that this building that we're sitting in right now is only used for the legislative session and not for the rest of the year. The South Dakota State Fairgrounds has been utilized over the year for the past few years, and they have really grown the amount of people, organizations that have came and utilized those buildings. And we would encourage you that if this facility is built, we can only further utilize those buildings and use those as complementary buildings or auxiliary buildings on what some of the events could be. I don't think we can focus on what could come. but I think it's going to be exciting to see what does come once this building is completed. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you. Further proponent testimony?
Good morning, Chair, members of the committee. My name is Brenda Foreman. I'm registered lobbyist for South Dakota Association of Cooperatives and South Dakota Cattlemen's Association. And both organizations have a long history of support for activities and involvement in the South Dakota State Fair. We see Senate Bill 99 coming forward and moving the projects forward, continuing the enhancement of what we do on the State Fair. And we would greatly appreciate your support in moving this project forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponent testimony on Senate Bill 99. Further proponent testimony. Seeing none, any opponent testimony to Senate Bill 99? Is there any, I should have asked any proponent or opponent testimony online. Seeing no opponent testimony in the room or online, I'll waive rebuttal and move the decision back to the committee for questions. Senator Smith.
I don't know if this is for Secretary Roberts or Senator White. It's kind of nice to say that, Senator White, you know. It is. I understand it's a trendy name and probably a lot of thought, but is it for sale? In other words, as you've gone out fundraising and down the road, is the name there forever?
Mr. Chair, that is a great question. Yes, it is for sale. $1.5 million will get you the name for 20 or 25 years. So we're thinking it'll be, you know, V.J. Smith's The Decks is what we're thinking. So the Decks is kind of flashy and tells kind of the rest of the story. But certainly that first name is for sale, and you know, we're driven towards fundraising to get to that $4 million level, and that's why it is. Certainly, we're going to have a North and South Arena. Those are also sponsorable type options, and we're actually doing lots of neat things for the smaller folks, too, like producers. If you want your brand and your name on it, $2,500 will get you on the outside of the building for perpetuity. So lots of different fundraising opportunities. Certainly, I can email the committee some of that information that we have out there. So, great question.
Senator Heiner.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This question would be for Secretary Roberts. Good morning, sir. Does this appropriation, would this include all the necessary panels, gates, chutes, everything that needs to be in the building as well?
Mr. Chair, yes. We feel good about the bid that we're, the cost proposal that we have, that it will include all of that. The State Fair already has one set of rodeo panels and stuff, so we could just potentially just supplement with another one. But yeah, the $19 million gets us there with a pretty decent margin of overages.
Okay. Follow-up? Thank you for that. And I guess maybe if you could just walk me through briefly, how do, you know, obviously during the State Fair and prior to, we'll be preparing for the State Fair, but in off months, you know, is there a contact person or how do groups, you know, either rent or get the use of the facility to host an event?
Mr. Chair, good question. We have an events coordinator that kind of runs all that side of things. So you just reach out to the fair, look at scheduling, look what's available, if it's even, you know, 2 years out. In the alternative, like the Youth National Finals Rodeo, that's an RFP we respond to. So there's several different ways, but that's kind of how you do it. And certainly, you know, we want to keep the lights on. We want to keep people utilizing this facility. I think it's just a win-win. It's good for State Fair revenues and also great for just our citizens having an opportunity to enjoy our state facilities.
Okay. Thank you.
Further questions from the committee? No other questions? We'll move it to discussion and action. Senator
Chair
Heiner.
Just question, is the motion to refer this to appropriations?
Yes, the motion will be to refer it to appropriations.
Okay.
Senator Kamak?
Mr. Chair, I would move to refer this this Senate Bill 99 to Appropriations.
Second. Moved by Kamak, seconded by Duvall to move this to Appropriations. All those in favor say aye. Those any discussion on that motion? Senator Kamak?
I do have a comment. I believe that in my time in public service, whether it be as a county commissioner or serving here in the state of South Dakota, that any public project that is proposed needs to be designed to serve the citizens for 50 years. And if not, we're wasting the taxpayers' money. And this vision does a good job of doing just that. So I think it's a good proposal.
Further discussions on the motion? Seeing none, I'll just add to that that I think as we look at this project, it's a very large and ambitious project. But I think when we look at the state fair, it's more than just ag, and it's camaraderie, and that's what we need in our nation right now. We need an ability to get together to discuss what makes us great, why we do what we do, and especially in South Dakota, why ag is so important. And I think this building will help highlight that. And so with that, I'll earnestly give my support to it. With that, we'll move to a committee vote. Those in favor of the referral will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Kamak?
Aye.
Duvall?
Aye.
Freimuller?
Excused.
Excused. Heinert?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
We have six yeas and one excused.
The bill will be referred to the Committee on Appropriations. Thank you, everyone. With that, we'll move to our next agenda item, which is SCR 604, Supporting Trade Negotiations to Remove Barriers to Country of Origin Labeling.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and Committee. My name is Gary Kamak, State Senator from District 29, and today I bring before you the Senate current resolution, and if it looks familiar, it is. I brought this resolution last year, and it was supported by our State Senator Rounds, and he was very supportive of it. And he was going to hand deliver it to the president, and then life happens, and so did COVID. So I'm not sure that it got the attention it could have because there was a lot of other issues swirling around. But this resolution, the reason I want to bring it today is because we need to remind the current administration the importance of being able to bring this up if the opportunity shows itself in trade negotiations. In the past, there was several years that I opposed the resolutions that were brought forward, and the reason that I did at the time is because at that time the World Trade Organization had ruled against the country of origin labeling, and there was a retaliatory duties that could have been brought against the beef industry for $1.1 billion. With the passage of the Mexican-Canadian trade agreement, some of those issues have lessened a bit, and there'll be some opportunities for our trade representative to bring this issue forward and be able to bring it forward in a way that we don't have those threats of those retaliatory duties. It's important that when a consumer goes to the grocery store that they have an idea of where the meat that they're buying comes from. A lot of folks think that a USDA stamp means that it's beef from the United States, and that's not true. The USDA stamp only indicates where it was inspected. And so with this, I'm asking that we pass this resolution, bring it before the current administration so that if they have an opportunity to bring this forward in some negotiations, that will have an opportunity to happen.
Thank you. Further proponent testimony on SCR 604.
Okay.
Good morning, Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Jeremiah M. Murphy from Rapid City. I'm the registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Stock Growers Association. We wholeheartedly support this resolution. We thank Senator Kamak for bringing it. And I would follow up on his comments a bit. He gave you some of that background, and that's the case. And I was part of some of those earlier resolutions. They were just bloody battles with some of our other friends in the beef industry. And the problem was, and where we finally got, I think, a little bit smart about this is a little over a year ago, we sat down together and said, you know, let's go after the elephant in the living room. The elephant in the living room is, I can't talk to you about our relatively minor differences on how best to market beef, because right between us here is this $1.1 billion sanction that would attach if we take one of the two approaches. So we weren't getting to have the debate that reasonable people can about how to best market this product that's so critical to South Dakota. And we thought, let's aim our darts at the problem. And the problem is this international sanction that, should we decide to market beef in a particular way, would go against the United States beef industry. So that's how we got to where we are in this resolution. And Senator Kamak had the notion, and I think it's a good one. Last year's resolution was targeted to a date and time. Those negotiations were ongoing, and we had hoped to send a message, and Senator Rounds was terrific in helping to bring that message to D.C. That negotiation has concluded. So the point of this new resolution is to, let's keep this attitude going forward. Let's keep urging this attitude going forward for our representatives in Washington and for the administration in Washington to just move these kind of sanctions out of the living room, if you will, so reasonable people can have a reasonable debate and choose the best tactics to market this product that's so critical to South Dakota. So that's what I would add to Senator Kamak's testimony, and only beyond that say I thank him again on behalf of the stock growers for doing this, and I would urge your support of this resolution today. I'll stand by for questions, and thank you.
Thank you. Further proponent testimony on SCR 604. Further proponent testimony? That's all you.
I thought there would probably be somebody else jump up, but that's fine. Mitch Richter, South Dakota Farmers Union. You know, I can't remember when I didn't buy local beef from farmer rancher. My family and my relatives are in agriculture, and we have always bought local South Dakota beef. The pandemic, I think, really put a spotlight on nation's food supply, where it's at, how dependent we are on having a product available. And I too commend Senator Kamak for bringing this forward. It's very important that people know where their food's coming from, who's manufacturing it, and how it's getting to them. And so we appreciate that, and we support it, South Dakota Farmers Union. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponent testimony on SCR 604. Any further proponent testimony? Any online testimony?
No.
Seeing none, we'll move to opponent testimony on Senate Concurrent Resolution 604. Seeing none in the room, and I'm assuming none online. We'll waive committee rebuttal and move it back for committee questions and or action. Senator Otten.
Do pass.
Motion do pass by Senator Otten. Second by Senator Smith. Discussion on your motion?
Yes. I've always supported the COOL legislation while I've been up here at the state capitol. I think it's a great idea. I believe the consumer should have the ability to look and see where their foods are coming from and have the opportunity to have it disclosed and buy American beef or South Dakota beef. I'm a firm believer in all that, so I think it's a great idea, and we'll continue to support it.
Thank you. Further discussion on the motion to pass, Senator Heinert.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I would just also point out that last fall, when we had our special session, we had our committee meetings. The Joint Ag Committee met, and this topic came up, and overwhelming support from producers. So I'm happy to see this, and Senator Kamak held his word, said he would bring this resolution during those meetings, and I will be supporting this and look forward to its passage. Thank you.
Thank you. Further discussion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Kamak?
Aye.
Duvall?
Aye.
Brian Mueller? Excused. Heinert?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
We have 6 yeas, 0 nays, and 1 excused.
Motion passes. With that, I'm going to ask our other two pages who are not in the room, we introduced the other page, if they would come up and introduce themselves.
Nice catch.
I am Allie Heisinger, and I am from Platt.
I'm McKenna Miller, and I'm from Gettysburg.
Thank you both, all three of you, for being here today and for your work in helping us do this process. Any other business to come before the committee? Seeing none, entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
By Smith, seconded by Kamak. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.